Yeah, dude.
Gonna go see it on Tuesday, man. I am excited.
You mentioned that off air. We were chatting. You said that you're gonna go see the. Is it the late showing of it or what?
I think it's around 7 o'clock. I'm not sure what show it is, but I've heard through a couple of buddies throughout the weekend that went and saw it. They're like, dude, it is absolutely gut-wrenching hilarious.
I think they really kind of pulled out all the stops because this is probably the last time they'll be able to do this kind of.
Apparently, Johnny Knoxville went ham in this one.
Yeah.
He went full.
Well, they were talking about that. I know we got to get to dumb vocabulary, but they've been talking about that for years. It's like Johnny Knoxville has always been like, no, turn it up. Like, no, we are going full. We're going crazy. How that guy is still alive is amazing, dude.
You know, you're doing it for film. You got to do it. You got to do it. You got to do it for the camera. That's what he always says.
Well, look, go watch it, but don't be that guy that comes out of the studio or out of the...
tries to reenact it
like, oh, hey, I'm Hunter, welcome to Jackass.
Hey, you know what?
You throw yourself into like a bush outside. Like, just don't do that.
16-year-old me, 100%
absolutely
would be doing it.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm getting too old, man.
Dude, one stunt from that show, fragile. I'm dead. Dead. All right? Anyway, well, good luck. And to everyone who goes to see the movie with Hunter, just... No, we might do something stupid after
that. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. All right, let's get to it. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by MedLeaf Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can.
Abyss.
Cannabis. You got it.
Pot.
Good stuff. Weed. Anyway, go see them. Their bud tender is going to get you taken care of over at MedLeaf Medical Recreational. You need it. They got it. And God, does it smell good in there. It smells fantastic. You walk in, you're like, what's that alluring aroma that you have going on?
What can they say? I'll take a bag of weed.
Weed, please.
A bag of what?
Weed. Saying weed weird. What? Anyway, enough of that. Go see them. MedLeaf. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do...
A bag of weed.
Weed.
For the Utes.
What about the Utes? I'm sorry, what did you say? Utes? No, your dumb vocabulary for today, slut dust.
Ah, I know this one. This is an easy one.
Slut dust.
Slut dust. It's those glittery sprinkles they put all over their body that you can't get off. Glitter, dude. What a glitter. It's the worst invention ever.
You're absolutely right. It's the glitter chicks put on their chest. Usually it's like the chest and like cheekbones, all right? And they do a little dusting on the boobies and then a little dusting on the cheeks, and then they go out to the club and they dance around their purses and they have a great time. Mm-hmm. Is that still a thing? Because I know like in the early 2000s, all right? You know, like around the Christina Aguilera dirty generation, all right? That was
glitter everywhere, dude.
Everywhere, dude.
Everything was glittery.
Like, I got busted for cheating so many times because of this slut dust, all right? It'd get on your body. It didn't matter how much you scrubbed and washed. It was on you forever. Forever.
You know they do have glitter removal, right? Fire. Fire. That's how you get rid of glitter.
It's the only way. So
you're gonna burn it down. That's
at the strip club? No. Why? Well, you're covered in glitter. So damn it, slut dust.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind, fellas. You see a chick covered in glitter and you're having thoughts, it's gonna be on you for a month.
Forever.
Forever.
It's
still
a tattoo.
Finding glitter.
That's what it is.
Still finding glitter. All right. Example, I got slut dust on my new shirt. Damn it. All right. There you go. That is your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.
Rock 107.